Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community. This is episode 428. Do you say no to cake on Tuesday, but at a birthday party on Saturday night, it's okay? If you have yes times and no times for specific foods, then this might be why you can't actually maintain your food rules and you always end up eating the cake even on a no day. So I'm going to talk to you about what to do instead so that you can maintain your no days and enjoy your yes to cake days. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? It's my mission to coach 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean far more than just the fat. And we do it without calorie counting, embarrassing weigh-ins, or a forbidden food list. If that sounds interesting to you, or you've listened to this podcast for a while or this show for a while, and you're thinking, yeah, I do want to suss out the Mind Body Nourishment Program, scroll down to the show notes, click the link, book a time with me or my team, and let's chat. Let's figure out whether or not we can help. So my concept that I want to share with you today is this idea that our brain gets really confused. So I like to call food mood food and fuel food. I like to break it into those two categories because it's far less confusing for your brain. So when we talk about yes and no foods, and sometimes they're yes foods and sometimes they're no foods, no matter how intellectual and amazing our brain is and this level of consciousness that we've got, that level of confusion still happens. So there's like a really basic part of our brain that is actually quite simple. And what it does in situations where we need to say no is it allows a little window of justification, excuses, and it's like a little avenue that we can sneak down to be like, ah, yes, Tuesday can be a yes day. Let's do it, right? And so when we've got these confusing or conflicting rules in our brain for our food, it's unhelpful because it allows, you know, it's like a tiny leak in a ship that basically, you know, slowly we're taking on water and then, you know, we're up shit creek without a paddle and a sinking ship in this scenario. So I call mood food, which encompasses cakes, let's say, any food that we go towards for pleasure, happiness, that we know has a, you know, a macronutrient combination that is unfavorable to our health, but is delicious to our tongue and makes us happy. Right? I like to call it mood food because mood food isn't bad food, right? It's just based on your mood, right? Because if we're going to fuel food, then we're just eating what we biologically require. And so I like this idea of mood food because it stops confusing the brain. Mood food isn't bad food and fuel food isn't good food because most people go towards these food conversations and be like, oh, I'm not allowed to have naughty food on Tuesdays, or no, my cheat day is on Sunday. Even the word cheat, it's a bad word to use psychologically. And so, sure, some people can benefit, but most of the people I work with, or probably you listening, this little mind trick that you play on yourself without even realizing, maybe this is the first time you've realized it, it's not helpful because it sets up a house of cards in regards to the psychology that we build around our decision-making for food. And so what we need to do is we need to change that messaging in the brain so that we're giving clearer structure and thinking framework, scaffolding around making decisions around when cake is okay, or chocolate or wine or cheese or, you know, chips or crisps or whatever it is, right? So this is why we want to categorize them into fuel food and mood food, because we don't have stigma and judgment around those ideas. And based on the mood food, it's just, you can have mood food anytime you like. But if you do the proper work internally, you will make a decision in that situation. It's not saying, no, it's a naughty food today. This is the reframe that I like to use. There's one, which is the permanent solution. You could say no to a food forever so that there's no confusion in the brain. It's just, it's always a no food. And one way to do that is to say to people or in situations, I don't eat that. Because if you say, I can't eat that, again, that's one of those sentences or words that means, oh, maybe I can, can't, that's a choice. But if I don't, that's more of a concrete decision as opposed to saying, oh, I can't right now, maybe, you know, it's a little more flexible when we're in the context of food. You know, you see people say, oh, I can't have any of that. Oh my God, no, I can't. It's going to go straight to my thighs, right? And then half an hour later, they're like, all right, go on, give me one. I can have it. So we want to either say, make a permanent decision to never have that food again, which is not one that I encourage most of my clients to do because deprivation restriction really leads people to fall apart pretty quickly, to be honest. So, but we can go to I don't eat. Or in this situation that I say yes to is not thinking about the food you're going to eat. Right? So we want to actually kind of bypass that thinking altogether. If we're in at the crossroads or the fork in the road with the food, one way we need to change our thinking in those situations is to think about, I feel better when. And that's not about saying no to the food, right? Mood food, remember, mood foods, you can have it whenever you like. You're in full control. You've got full permission. There's no stigma. But one way on a Tuesday, if there's cake around or you're in a getting a coffee and you're looking at the cakes and you're thinking, oh, is to always throw into conversation in your head, I feel better when, and then finish that sentence yourself. For me, I feel better when I don't have the cake. Or a better sentence is, I feel better when I go home and cook a steak and eat it and I absolutely love it. Because the irony for me personally, and probably you, is that most cookbooks or most of us go to our kitchen and cook food that is actually delicious and it's so easy to make it delicious. You just need, you know, one of my sister's spice recipes or spices, spice mixes, Megala Chef, check her out, or just literally one from the supermarket. You can make a piece of meat taste amazing and get all of that dopamine and pleasure from eating food that's actually good for you or doing something that's good for you. So instead of the cake, you might say, I feel better when I go for a walk. I feel better when I go to the gym. I feel better when I order fruit. I feel better when I go home and cook a steak. Okay, so we're getting away from saying no to ourselves, which therefore won't trigger a rebellious psychology of, you know, part of you saying, oh, we do whatever we want. Don't tell me what we can't do. We can do it, and I'm going to do it right now. That's me embodying your inner child. You're welcome. And so we want to get away from that saying no to ourselves because one, we don't want confusing rules for foods when it is okay, when it's not okay, because again, you allow access to be manipulated there. But we also want to reorient our focus or our frame of thinking when these situations present themselves, which is, I feel better when. Would you like a cake with that? No, thank you. I feel better when I go home and cook my own steak. No, thank you. I feel better when I go home and insert thing, right? So I just want you to make this small adjustment in the way that you think and the way that you go about saying yes and no to foods or the way that you label foods or if you've got rules around foods. And I don't even personally like the word rules. I prefer agreements. Because an agreement is a much more mature approach that you would have with another adult. You agree to things. You come to a consensus. But rules feel like oppressive and like you're a naughty child if you break the rules, right? We want to get rid of that. Otherwise, we're just continually triggering or putting pressure on our inner child. And naturally, our inner child comes out, has a whinge, stuffs its face full of wine, cheese, chocolate, whatever. And then we're back at square one, which is hating ourselves, loathing, you know, lots of self-loathing. Disappointed in ourselves, embarrassed about ourselves, and we're on this hamster wheel of binge restrict. We don't want any of that, right? Which is exactly why we run the programs we run to help people navigate this and so much more. So anyway, if you've enjoyed this episode, if you're going to change your thinking around this so you're not wrestling with these rules inside your head, then awesome. That's the whole point of this episode. if you've enjoyed it, please share it with a friend, share it on social media. Give me a tag on any or all of the platforms, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, all of them. We're out there. Otherwise, I'll chat to you really soon. Bye for now. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show.
show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.